listener production.
Morning, it's Amanda Milot with your news update. Swimming Australia is making its own inquiries with World Aquatics after revelations 23 members of China's swim team tested positive to a banned drug in the lead-up to the Tokyo Olympics. Chinese anti-doping authorities cleared all swimmers without penalty after finding the positive TMZ samples were the result of contamination. The World Anti-Doping Authority supports China's own investigation. Thousands are expected to gather tonight to honour the six lives tragically lost in the Bondi Junction attack at 5:30pm local time. The community will unite at a Bondi Beach candlelight vigil to remember the victims. Local member Allegra Spenders told Nine many are still coming to grips with what happened.
Tonight is really, really important, and just taking time to be silent, to be contemplative, and to share in some moments, to really, you know, pay tribute to those people who have died and also those people who have survived this terrible trauma.
Six people remain in hospital in a stable condition, including a nine-month-old baby girl. And DIS Minister Bill Shorten is thanking Aussies for critical tip-offs, stopping people ripping off people with disability. He says there has been a massive increase in the number of leads since the Fraud Fusion Task Force was set up in 2022. More than 2,000 tip-offs have been received in the month of Feb this year alone. And Brittany Higgins says it is now time to heal in her first public statement since Bruce Lerman's failed defamation case. Reece Walsh has again starred for the Broncos, leading Brizzy to a 34-10 win over the Raiders last night at Suncorp. Coach Kevy Walters says Walsh is a natural talent.
There's no coaching in that. It's just Reece, you know, he's got that explosiveness in him to break a game open. And he struggled a bit early, but then when he just decided to run, well, he ran and we got some good results on the back of that.
Also last night, the Titans suffered another loss, going down to the Seagulls, 34-30 on the Gold Coast.